of a third. When the tefuah becomes a third grown, that's it. That's called finished. In other words, what's called the 6th year's crop? Which crop are you allowed to use the 6th year if it was grown a third during the 6th year? If it was grown a third the 7th year, has a locha shmita ready. That's what the pasuk means. Al tikru lishleish ela lishlish. So when the tefuah was grown a third, that's how you know it. Said the Gemara, for me burden a gufa. You can't make a drasha from the pasuk. You need the pasuk to tell us that you'll have a bracha. That if you're worried about what do you need during Shemitah, the Torah tells you, you know, you'll have a bracha on the 6th year. So Gemara says, no, the bracha we know from a different pasuk. The Gemara says, Sid Kurachrina. There's another pasuk that teaches that you say. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Uzuratem es hashono hashminis. You should plant in this 8th year. V'yachaltem in atfua yoshim. And you still have last year's, the 6th year's crop you still have, ad hashono hashminis until the 9th year. So there's another pasuk that says there'll be a bracha. Don't worry. Don't worry what you're going to need during Shemitah. The year after, you should know, there'll be a bracha the 6th year. What you have grown the 6th year will last you a long time. So we have another pasuk to say there's a bracha involved. Therefore, this bracha that says l'shloish, we don't say l'shloish, but we say rather mis l'shlish. That's how we know the side of one third is like the gemar of the tour. Tanan also, we learned the Mishnah in Shvius like this. Ha'oiriz, if you have rice, the adelchin, it's milt, the paragin, there are different types of beans. The Ashum Shemin, sesame seeds, Sheshrish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If the Ashrosh, if it caught the roots, if it started to grow, before Rosh Hashanah, the dinner is Misasra and the Shavar. It has a look like last year's crop, and if last year was the 2nd year of Shemitah, you have to give Maisa Shani. If last year was the 3rd year, you have to give Maisa Roni. Or Motorim B'Shriyas. If it caught roots before Shriyas, the 6th year, then you're allowed to eat it during Shemitah, it's called the 6th year's Teres. What about Vim Lav? Let's say it first got roots after Rosh Hashanah, then Asur in the Shriyas. If that year is Shemitah and the first caught roots during Shemitah, it's Asur. Or Misasur in the Shonah Bo, the Din Maisa goes back to the next year. In other words, you go after the time when it caught root. When the root started to grow, that's when it's called something. So if it caught root before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. If it caught root after Rosh Hashanah, it's called next year's crop. Rashi says, the oils we are doing mint kidney same different type of beans. Yeah, Masasra and the Shavan, the Maisra Shona Shav, go back to last year. And Shniya the 2nd year Maisa Shani. The Mshlishis Maisarani. You go back to last year. On the term the Shri is the same thing. It was rooted before Rosh Hashanah, it goes back to last year. Taita. The Yama Rabba said like this now. Amar Rabbanu, we know the Rabbanu said the clouds like this. Elon Bosa Chanota. By trees, by fruit. When is the fruit called? It's the new year, it's last year. How much grown the fruit you have to have before Rosh Hashanah says last year, or after Rosh Hashanah, so he bought the chanota. When the fruit starts to blossom, Shas chanota, that's called the fruit is here. So if the fruit blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's fruits. If the fruits first blossomed after Rosh Hashanah, it's called next year. So the kids are by trees, by ilonis, you go after chanota. When the fruit blossoms. Who are the zaytim? What about the 5 mini grain and grapes and olives? Zaytfuah Rashi before said means grapes also. The zaytim means olives. When is it called the new year? Bosa shlish, like we had before. This is a din midirais, like we said. The only thing midirais you have to give up truma to maitris is only by tfuah dozen v'yitzer. It's only by dozen tfuah v'yitzer. It's only by the grain, by olives, and by grapes. This is midirais. So midirais is probably when a third is grown. If a third is grown before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's crop. If a third is grown after Rosh Hashanah, it's called next year's crop. Whether they get to Maaser Rishani, Maaser Roni, or whether you take off this year or that year. What about Yerek? What's the luck of vegetables? Bas Lakita. You go, then you pick it off. Not totally when it's grown, it's totally when you pick it off. Bas Lakita. When you pick it off. If you pick it off before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year. If you pick it off after Rosh Hashanah, it's called next year. You go, bas the Yerek. That's the luck of Midrabonim. Now the Gemara is, Hani Kaman Shavinu Rabbanan. We will have a modern halacha now. We have a halacha now about these type of kitniyos, this type of beans, this oiris, this berchen and pargin, that the Chum say, go bosa shrosha. You go bosa when the roots are grown. There's a question, how do you have this new halacha? Where do you get a new shiur from? So far we have these 3 shiurim. That wheat, that's mini rice, you go bosa when it's grown a third. Ilonos is only midrabon and you go bosa chanota. We'll soon see a svar why. And you rock it, you go bosa zaman lakita. That's good, when you pick it off. Now we're saying now by beans, by these minikitnios, you go over the time when it got a root. Make it tasty. How do you know it's from? Like, how did the Rabbanu put this new category? So the Lord says like this. Rabbi said, Mitoich shasuyin, prochim, since the beans that they come into pieces is actually Rabbanu bost Ashrosha. The Rabbanu then saw fit to go after Ashrosha when it starts to get its roots. So Rashi says like this. Mitoich shasuyin, prochim, Mitoich shagornim osu matmat. When you collect beans, you don't collect it all at one time. You don't store it at one time. You pull off the beans you need now, and you open them up and use them, and then later you pull off new beans. Shein no kotin kiyechad. You don't collect all the beans at one time. El hayayim loitim afachim. Play it, take a little bit, lemachal a little bit. The nimtzo comes out that chodesh v'yoshim erovin yachad. If you're going to go after what's in the silo, know what's here, you always have last year and this year's crop together. You have some last year, you have some this year. Keseda, you have a little bit at a time. You have some before Rosh Hashanah and some after Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the Rabbana wanted to make it like there's one thing, one zman, that there should be one halacham. So therefore, the only thing that shava here is the time when it gets nishrash. In other words, everybody plants the beans at the same time. So the Sforta say, go after when you planted them, when does it get ashrash and when does it get the roots? When it gets its roots, that's called the years up. That if it got its roots before Rosh Hashanah's last year, if it got its roots after Rosh Hashanah's next year, that was getting its roots, that's the only thing that's shava by beans. That's why the Rabbanu went after the time when it gets its roots. Nazomalei Abaye. Abaye said, no. The Yitzpah Gone, what's so shver? Let's gather together all the beans. Now, if you collect little beans now, you collect more beans later. So the question is, maybe go bust Lakita. Lechur is like a yerek, a bean is like a vegetable. So why don't you go bust the Shas Lakita? So we're answering, because you don't pick it off all at one time. A lot of them you pick off before Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of them you pick off after Rosh Hashanah. So if you tell me you go after when you pick it up, you'll be mixed up, they'll be together. So Rosh says, so what? Mix them up. The Yitzpah Gone Lateichai. Put all the beans together and mix it up equally. The nimtzah will come out now that Torah min achodesh shaboy ala chodesh shaboy and min ayoshin shaboy ala yoshin shaboy. If you, let's say you have 100 beans here, 50 of the beans were grown last year and 50 of the beans you first picked off after Rosh Hashanah. So what? Mix up all the beans together and now when you take off one handful of truma, the lacha is you can't take truma from this year on last year's crop. But the pshat is, you take it out, let's say 10 beans you're going to take out. Out of these 10 beans, it's also divided up equally. 5 beans are from last year, and 5 beans are from this year. So the mice you've taken out is perfect. Half of it is last year, half of it is this year. In other words, we hold yesh bilam. When you mix up something, you can mix it up completely together. So what do I care if you go bust it, picking it off? And half was picked off last year, half was picked off this year, so what? When you mix it all up, now you should say bilam. It's all mixed up together. The Gemara says, Mila Tanya, didn't we learn like this? That Rabbi Yossi ben Kippurim Omar, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Chazuri, he said in the name of Shimon Chazuri, that Pul HaMitzri, that's the beans that grow, certain beans, Shezor Lezera, if a person planted it, I'm not to use it for seeds. They didn't plant it to get vegetables out of it, they planted it to eat its seeds. You can plant vegetables, a mole to eat them, and a mole to eat the seeds. So, Miktsasa Hishra Sofnei Rosh Hashanah, if you add these beans, that some of it was Nishrash, it got rooted before Rosh Hashanah. And half of it first caught roots after Rosh Hashanah. So locher is a interment of mainstream is there, there. You can't take a truma one for the other. Why? The fishain termin of mainstream loymin achodesh al yoshin. You can't take a truma from the new year's crop to pot the last year's crop. Loymin ayoshin al achodesh, and you can't take off last year's to pot to this year's crop. If so, what are you gonna do now? You're like stuck. You have a bunch of beans here. That half of it is last year's crop. And half of it is this year's crop. So how are we going to take off Truma Samaisis equally? There's a Pasha Deitza. Kate said, wait, you know what you should do? Soiver Gorno Teichoi. Put it all together in one big silon. Make it all together in one big place. And take out equally. One tenth take out. The Nimtza comes out. Turim or Maisim in Achodish Shaboy Al Achodish Shaboy. You take a taking off Truma Samaisis. Like 50% of it is last year's crop for last year's. And 50% of this Maisim now is New Year's crop. For this year's crop, Shaboy. Or Minayoshin, Shaboy, Layoshin, Shaboy. Like these 10 you're taking out, 5 of these beans are last year's crop, the pot of the truma from last year, and 5 of them is from this year's crop, the pot of this year. So everything is very good. So the kasha, why don't we say you're also yesh bila? Or Malay, he answered back, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri kamrit. He asked me a kasha according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's pshat. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri saw yesh bila enechnami. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says yesh bila means you can never want a gut mixed up equally. When you got a bunch of beans mixed up together, you have a right to say it all got up mixed up equally. So you take out now 10 out of 100, you say since Matkhila there was 50 from last year, 50 from this year, you take out, you have 5 from last year, 5 from this year. You say yesh bila true. But you should know, the Rabbonin Tzav, the Rabbonin Shri, there is no ein bila. We're afraid you don't mix it up so well. When you have beans, it doesn't get mixed up so good. So you have to be afraid these 10 beans you're taking out now, 7 of them are from this year, and 3 is from last year. Then you can't take off equally truma. That's why the Rabbanu did not want to go after Buster Zman Lakita, because then you have too many problems. But the Chum say, you go Buster. But the Chum say, rather, you go Buster Ashrosha. You go Buster when you plant it, it was all planted at the same time, then you'd have no problems. Omrav Yitzchak Ban Achmen Yom Shmuel. Halacha Krav Yosi Ben Keeper. The Halacha is talking like Yosi Ben Keeper. Shomim Rishim Shizuri, that he says over the name of Rishim Shizuri, that when you have these beans, you should know you can put them all together and take off Shuma Samaisis, one full of them. So Pashas Mashma that he holds, Yesh Bila. For the more masculine observe, there had a kasha. Oh, Miyom Ashmul Hochi, is it true that Shmuel holds Yesh Bila? That when things get mixed up, you can say they get mixed up mamish equally. That when you take out 10 of 100, there's 5 and 5 and there's 10. The Yom Ashmul, Shmuel said like that. Shmuel said not like this. The Yom HaShmuel said, Lechol and Bila. When you mix up things, you can't say it got mixed up perfectly. Chutz miyayin v'shemen. Only liquid. When you get wine and wine mixed up, then you have a right to say it got mixed up equally. Who had in shemen and shemen? Last year's shemen and this year's shemen. If you got 5 gallons of last year's shemen mixed up with 5 gallons of this year's shemen, you're allowed to take out one tenth and take off Shumas HaMaisis. Because by liquid, there we say for sure liquid gets mixed up very easily, very well. There we say everything got mixed up equally. Mashenker, by solids, by beans, there it doesn't get mixed up equally. So the Kasha and Shmuel, how could Shmuel say the Pasuk of Shimon Shizuri? Shmuel himself says it doesn't get mixed up equally. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, and the Gemara Shemit say, how the Yom HaShmuel? Yeah, the Kasha, you forgot what Shmuel said. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said, HaKel HaLach Acha Gemapri. Everything goes after the Gemar Pri. What does Gemar Pri mean? Shrashi. V'yaf ha-kitnius. L'yholcha b'machash rosha. Shmuel Paskin, even by beans, you don't go after when it was got rooted, when it caught root. Nor rather, you go bust to the Gemar Pri when it's finished. V'chiyom ha-shmuel halokh Rav Shimon Chizuri. Loi mi time di yomar. Dilu Rav Shimon Chizuri time mishum bila. Time with the Shmuel mishum the kule chodeshu. She'godo v'nigma racha rosh Hashanah. You know, Shmuel's svar is not that you have to come on to Yesh Bila, but Shmuel himself holds the svar is that everything goes bosa b'shas gemar pri when the pri was finished, and they were all finished after Rosh Hashanah, so they were all considered next year's crop. That's why you're allowed to take off Trumas and Maisis one for the other. Not the pshat is that you have to be afraid you go bosa, or either you go bosa lakita or something else, and some was this year, some was this year, but he goes bosa gemar pri, and they're all finished exact same time after Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, everything is cleared next year's crop. That's why you could take off Mizel there. Then the Gemara says, Utsricha. You have to have, like Rashi says, Hani Tlas to Shmuel. You have to have all three things that Shmuel said. That Shmuel said, Halacha Krev Shimon Shizuri, and Ula Kerl, and Bila. A second memory was, there's no Din Bila. We don't consider things get mixed up equally.